Thanks, Sarah, and welcome everybody this afternoon. Thanks for coming. A long list of co-authors on this, several colleagues from the Canadian Forest Service in Sault Ste. Marie, and Dave Morris from the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, and also several university partners involved in this research looking at wood ash. Just to start off and set the context a little bit, why wood ash, why this particular study in Canada and Ontario? Right now, quite a small mix of electrical generation in Canada is through renewable resources, but it's one of the fastest growing sources of energy. You can see hydro is by far the largest, but in the last number of years, we've got several more projects that are actually looking at biomass energy production, and we're off coal now in Ontario as well. I don't know if any of you knew that, but we closed down our last coal electrical generating plant last year, and now we've got several pretty large facilities that are actually using woody biomass for electrical generation. With this comes lots of issues around wood ash waste. What's going to be done with that material? How's it going to be moved around, and where is it going to be stored? And right now, about 80% of it is actually landfilled, and that's quite common across the entire country, probably several other jurisdictions in North America. There's been quite a bit of work done around wood ash research in Scandinavia that we can draw some information on to inform our work. And some of the benefits of that have been shown, just this overall principle of recycling nutrients within forestry. So here we've got a waste product with high nutrient contents of certain nutrients that, instead of landfilling, why don't we recycle it onto the land base? It's also been recommended to be used to help reverse the effects of calcium depletion that we heard a little bit about this morning in the session, and then also as a liming substitute, so to increase soil pH and therefore increase availability of other plant nutrients. There's a few potential drawbacks or downsides to wood ash application. First of all, around the idea of the impact on vegetation and soil biota, so the so-called caustic effect. Most wood ash has a pH for anywhere from about 9 to 13. Also some potential drawbacks around changing soil pH, going from some acid forest soils to more alkaline soils that could lead to greater nitrogen production in soils, potentially impacting aquatic system productivity, and the idea of heavy metal contamination as well. So that sort of sets the context for this work, and seeing the changes within our province and within Canada, was to try and get ahead of the curve a little bit and try and answer some of these questions or put some experiments on the ground to look at these issues in the context of Canadian forests and soils. So there's many issues that I've outlined, but the ones I'm going to address today, do wood ash applications increase soil exchangeable cation pools? Do wood ash applications alter nitrogen mineralizations, and do the applications increase nutrient or metal leaching? And just as a broad overall question, or questions, I guess, can we use wood ash applications as a viable forest management practice? And I've sort of put that into three different contexts here. One is to replace nutrients removed during a biomass harvest. So if we do more intensive harvesting, calculate the amount of nutrients we remove. Can we put them back with wood ash as a fertilizer to increase forest productivity? Right now in Ontario, there's no forest fertilization. It's not an improved forest management procedure, so that would be a big step for sure. And then the last one, this came out of some discussions I've had with forest managers within my jurisdiction, could it be used to emulate natural disturbance? So the work I'm going to talk about is in a boreal forest where wildfire is the natural disturbance. So can wood ash application actually emulate that natural disturbance? The research site I'm going to talk about is one called the Island Lake Biomass Harvest Experiment. It was a boreal site, as I noted, a jack pine stand on a glacial fluvial deposit. So acidic soils, sandy soils, soils that we think might be sensitive to more intensive biomass removals. So the actual harvest treatment at this particular site was what we call a full tree biomass harvest, And to give you an idea of what I mean by that, traditionally this kind of site, this bundle of trees would go to the sawmill, so those are the traditional forest products of lumber, and this material would either be tramped over or hopefully left standing on the site. In this particular case, we asked the operator to do the full tree biomass harvest, so also remove all of this material from the site that would be normally left there. And then the ash application, we followed up that full tree biomass harvest with actual wood ash that came from the mill where that lumber went, and that biomass went to be burned. There was a cogeneration plant associated with the mill. We looked at treatment plots of 25 meter by 25 meter in size, four different applications of wood ash. This is in the tons of ash per hectare we applied. The full tree biomass treatment, we consider that our control or our zero application treatment, replicated four times. And what we did was we calculated these treatment amounts to be based on the removal of calcium from the site. So we calculated with that full tree biomass harvest, we were removing just over 100 kilograms of calcium per hectare. So we applied that back to the site, half of that, twice that, and four times that in terms of calcium. So this is bottom ash. No time here to go into a long discussion about fly ash and bottom ash, but just to let you know, there's no two ashes that are the same. So in this particular case, it's actually quite a high, and you can see from the photos here, quite high in organic matter, about 30% loss on ignition within that ash material, pH of 10.2, Herculean effort to get it all out and spread over these plots on the site. So what I'm going to talk about in the results today are three elements of the work after the ash application. We resampled the soils 3 years after the application, looked at pH and exchangeable cations, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. Looked at soil solution, so we looked at porous cup lysimeters at 30, 50, and 100 centimeters depth, and going to report on results for 3 years from the time of the ash application till 3 years later. And then also end mineralization using a closed core method, which was done just the first year after the ash application. So to take a look at some of the results, these are the exchangeable cation pools. I have also included up here an uncut forest from the same site to give you some reference there. The full tree, so that's the zero application, the 50, 1, 2, and 400, and calcium, magnesium, and potassium, all these are formatted the same. This reflects the forest floor on the left-hand side, so we've got the L and the F horizon here in red and blue, and the mineral soil over here. Sorry, Rob, if you're here, this is only down to 30 centimeters depth. I apologize in advance for that, but we're looking at 0 to 10, 10 to 20, and 20 to 30 centimeters. The takeaway message from this is really that we're not able to pick up any effect, even within the forest floor, significant effect of adding all that ash and that 400 kilograms per hectare of calcium in the forest floor, or even in the mineral soil after 3 years. You can see there is an impact just of harvesting, so a change between the uncut forest floor here and the cut. So again, all these sites were full tree biomass harvested with a different level of ash application, and they do differ from the particularly in the L horizon in terms of their nutrient contents, their exchangeable cation pools. Take a look at soil pH and end mineralization. And in this case, I've got one measurement that we also did for soil pH in the first year after ash application. And then the same format here as the other slides in terms of looking at the organic and the mineral soils 3 years after the ash application. So the message here is we actually were able to increase the pH of the forest floor and of the F horizon here almost a half a unit with the highest ash application. So the 400 kilograms per hectare of calcium, we were able to cause an increase in forest floor pH, F horizon here and here. So that effect is seen 1 year after the ash application and also 3 years no change in the pH at all in the mineral soil. In terms of end mineralization, looking at the forest floor here and the mineral soil here, and again, this is 1 year, so this is immediately the year after the ash application, they're very large error bars. So there's actually no significant impact of the ash application on end mineralization. There's an indication here just from where the bars are that would give the idea that adding ash, no matter what the level, whether it's 100 or 200 or 400 kilograms of calcium per hectare, is promoting some kind of production versus a mobilization here and an increased production here, but none of those trends are actually significant. In terms of metal leaching, I've presented this slightly differently here. I've used a response ratio, so looking at the concentration on the ash treatments versus the full tree concentration. So basically any point to the right of the one line here means that we have seen an increase, in this case, in cadmium in leaching, and this is at 30 centimeters depth. Again, the treatments here, 1, 2, and 3 years after the ash application. Arsenic on the lower one here. I've presented a couple ones here, but really there's, again, you can see the length of the error bars here. No demonstrated impact on leaching of heavy metals at all with those applications at any of the levels of ash that we applied. And looking at nutrient leaching, the top panel shows inorganic N at 30 centimeters in the soil solution, like the previous slide, potassium and calcium. Again, the different treatments here, and 1, 2, and 3 years after the ash application. The take-home message here, again, is that we can't pick out any significant difference at all from the ash treatments and that zero application ash treatment. You can see, again, this square red symbol is the uncut forest. So there definitely is an impact of cutting the forest on leaching of nitrogen, potassium, and calcium, but no difference at all from each of the ash treatments. So just in concluding then, we weren't able to detect any increase in the forest floor cation pools three years after the ash application, and that's the same as the mineral soil pool, and that's in spite of the fact of adding 400 kilograms per hectare of calcium, as I've mentioned, 25 of magnesium and 82 of potassium. We did see that increase in pH that I talked about. No impact on end mineralization or nitrogen or heavy metal leaching. I think the next step that we're going to do is take a closer look at other pools within the soil to look at other extractions for finding out where all these cations have gone within the profile. They're not being leached out there. We don't see them in the exchangeable pool. And the last thing I just wanted to mention is that these two elements are really just part of broader ongoing assessments that we're doing at this site to look at the impact of the ash. So thanks for your attention. There is a deeper soil pit. Thank you. Yes, yeah.
What was the distribution of carbon compared to other elements, specifically nitrogen?
There's very little nitrogen in any wood ash. It's volatilized during the burning process. Very, very high, good point. I should have mentioned that. In addition to the high pH, any ash is extremely high in calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium salts, basically oxides and carbonates. So extremely high, as they show there, in terms of the amount we did put on the site.
What about
percent carbon was 30% loss on ignition, so about 18%, I guess, of organic carbon. And that's very high. Not all wood ashes, that's extremely high. A lot of other ashes would have much lower carbon contents.
I think we got it.